Yeah.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, that was real quick. Who is that?
It is I, WAFU. Are you aware that we are the Pontiac area breakfast guys are getting together tomorrow about 11 at 13 in Woodward?
No, I wasn't aware. Tomorrow? Yeah, I can do that. What time?
It was very impromptu. Don and Murphy and I all decided that tomorrow get coffee. There's a coffee shop just north of 13 on the west side of Woodward. We're going to meet there around 11.
You talking about the avenue?
I don't know the name. It's a coffee shop. Let me find it.
Oh, yeah, phone call.
WAFU.
Morning, John. KC8ELU.
What's up, Paul? How's life?
Oh, busy, busy, busy as usual. Short week. This week and next week. Just trying to fix some old XTS 1500s today.
There you go. I'm trying to put together a boilerplate. I've been getting a lot of action from the cell carriers getting us up to a co-locate. So I'm trying to put together some sort of a boilerplate that I can send out. I've winged it to this point. Most of our agreements have been were put in place before I've only had to renegotiate. So there was no real, but I've had some new ones. And we're not, I don't like it, because it's just unnecessary hassle, but I can't ignore the money, keeps the lights on. So I'm trying to put together, that's been my thing the last day or so, trying to put together a boilerplate that covers all the bases. I'll tell you, there's a lot to it.
Oh, yes, there is, sir. Yes, there is.
Yeah, I had most of it down, but I was not, I didn't have a template per se, and and let's say somebody else has picked it up after I'm gone. Look like they have it all bullet pointed out, Pretty simple, you just gotta demand that they do the structurals in such a manner that allows for growth and things like that. So just trying to get it all codified into a whatnot. But that's it for me. Other than that, got my car in for repair. The dealers give me all sorts of grief on that. So it is stupid stuff. Look at that. Somebody's blocking our driveway as well.
Oh, lovely. Just gotta love when people do crazy things like that. Just kind of gloomy out. I'm hoping it's nice for this weekend for field day. They're saying it's supposed to be like 80 degrees and humid on Saturday.
I'm back. I don't know who else. The other gentleman is coming up as just a number on my system here. Sean, I'm sorry, that phone call came in right when you were saying, is it the Avenue place?
No, it's a coffee shop called Lucky Detroit. And used to be something else. Might have been a Starbucks, I'm not sure. But anyhow, it's Lucky Detroit. It's north of 13 on the west side of Woodward. It's just a coffee shop.
Okay, sounds good. I will, I should be able to be there. It's weird, I'm actually one of these new chargers. It's really quick, it's got a very beefy sound, but I don't see any exhaust. I wonder if some of these electric ones with audio for the exhaust.
Don't know, don't see any badges on it. There you go. Hey, I'll go ahead, Paul. That's Phil. They're just trying back in.
No problem. I heard you. I thought I'd just good morning. Like I said, I'm going to get back to trying to repair these dinosaurs and keep them going for the customer. You gentlemen have a good day, and we'll chat at you later. KC8ELQ.
Okay. By the way, Paul, I'm trying to... I'm trying to put together some sort of a UHF radio for a car, for a sort of training center. You know, just I want it to look like, you know, like an old W9 control head or something like that. I want it to kind of look police-y. UHF doesn't have to be anything but analog. And, you know, just put together for, you know, for a school. If you know of anything and you're, you know, laying around that's cheap or free, let me know.
Mike, I'm glad you said something about that. I have a 45-watt VHF with a W9 head on it sitting at home that I'm not using for anything. I'd be more than happy to let you have it.
Unfortunately, they want UHF because they run some UHF portables in the training center, and so they want to be able to talk to him from the car on that. So kind of looking for UHF. I do appreciate it, though. I can ask them if that would work, but I don't know who they'd be able to talk to.
What kind of radio is that? VHF, is that a DMR or is that a P25?
Actually, it's a VHF Spectra. Old guy. Let me dig around. I might even have a UHF brick for it floating around. Let me dig around when I get home. Talk to you later. JC80 to you.
All right, yeah, I've got some W9s. I've got tons of W9s and W9 cables that went to Spectras and all that. I haven't had anything UHF in forever, so, you know, I'm trying to outfit them with something that they can just use as a, they're mocking up a patrol car for like a high school train. You know, they have a public safety like a career prep center kind of a thing going on. It's one of the local school systems, and so it was going to help them try to outfit one of their vehicles with something that kind of has a kind of police-y looking feel to it. All right. Thanks. We'll catch you. Let me know.
All right. I'm just going into work. Yeah. I think I have a cheap VHF P25 radio to use in my house. Just, because I don't have enough antennas and keep switching things around, so I'm going to just put it in my office with a magnet on it to be able to hit the LPS P25. So I don't know what I'm going to do there. So, anyways, all right, see you tomorrow. Like I said, just arrived at the office, KPR.
And I don't know why I keep getting busy. I keep trying to respond, and there's nothing going on in the truck group or the, as far as I can tell, on the slot. Yeah, they just keep getting busy, 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 busy. Weird. All right. Anyhow, yeah, tomorrow at 11. And Paul, yeah, I got a big roll of Radiacs. So I will trade you for it. Catch you later, man. W8FU.
W8BD. I heard you there. Wally, what ID is that?
Everybody. I am using your duplexers, my repeater, and I got rid of the beacon.
You got kind of chopped off. What is this ID?
That shouldn't be. This ID is the ID of the repeater. It should be the ID I got. I guess I'll have to fix that bug. It's supposed to be the ID of myself, but I think it's sending the ID of the repeater.
Yeah, it's come up 315049. All right. Well, how'd you figure out the beep thing, or the beacon thing?
It's a little software program that runs on a Raspberry Pi. It's called Telus Agent, and it makes the repeater behave like an old repeater. So I found it. It was endorsed by Brandmeister, and I went ahead and installed it, and it works good, so I'm very happy.
All right, sounds good. All right, I'm at work. Got to get back to it. Talk to you later. KDPR.
See you sometime tomorrow. So I think we're going to, yeah, I'm going to head over that way. You ready? Meeting.
KJO.
KC8MXG listening.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch the call sign. I heard KC8, and that was about it.
This is WARD-C8MXG,
and I apologize. I was talking through the Brandmeister trying to see if it connects with the Wi-Fi statewide, and I guess it does.
Yep, sure does. And good afternoon. I think it's Paul. Is that correct? I think I've chatted with you before over in Livonia, correct?
Right now I'm talking through the Novi repeater, and I put my other radio down. Go ahead.
Now, that's kind of a common affliction with all of us hams sometimes. Too many radios going at the same time, then commonly we'll pick up the wrong microphone and answer. And, oops, wrong band. Well, I just want to come back to you, Paul. I'm coming back from a five-hour trip down in Ohio and a couple blocks away from home, so I'm eager to head into the house and relax a bit here. So I'll probably cut you loose here and bid you adieu. Wish you a great afternoon, and we'll chat again, I'm sure. 73-W8-RIT.
Yeah, clear, and 73 to you, too.
W8FU, KPR.
KPRWAFU.
Hello. What was the name of that place for tomorrow again?
Lucky Detroit, or Lucky's. I think it's Lucky Detroit.
I'm sorry, the other radio came on. Yeah, Lucky what?
Lucky Detroit.
Okay, Lucky Detroit. Well, Yelp doesn't even show it. All right, but I'll find it.
It's on Google. And, I think it used to be a Starbucks. Anyhow, it's just north of 13.
All right. Yeah, meeting a tower guy tomorrow at the potential site to talk about the work that Mike's probably going to need to be done. So hopefully I'll be done with him in time to get there. It might be a little late.
Doesn't look like they have a big menu. They have some breakfast sandwiches. That's about it. It is literally a coffee, you know, an espresso place. So, you know, if we wanted to do something a little bit more solid for lunch, we may be going somewhere else anyhow. We'll discuss it when we get there over coffee.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it here. Yeah, I recognize that building.
The breakfast sandwiches do look quite good, though.
Okay. It's weird. When I had the street view, it took not even near the place. Huh. What's going on here? Must be. Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, it's right next to one of my doctor's offices. If you need your tires fixed, it's right next to Bell Tire.
Yep. So, yeah, like I said, I think it was a Starbucks for the longest time, but anyhow, coffee spot now with breakfast sandwiches and pastries.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Like I said, if I'm a little late, I'll call or whatever, but I'll try to be there.
Okay, sounds like a plan. I know Don said 11:30, so he may even be pushing it. I just said I'll get there around 11 because I don't mind sitting around drinking espresso, being early if there's espresso. So. All right. Well, we'll have the radios on.
Yeah, and it's like three or four buildings south of the other place we went to once, you know, the Avenue, which is good, too. All right. See you tomorrow. Okay, yeah.
Yes, it is. All right. If I don't talk to you before, we'll talk to you then. W-A-F-U.
Enjoy the storms. Storms time.
Oh, storms are the best.
Kilo Foxtrot. Kilo Foxtrot 3 Echo Tango Quebec testing. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec testing 10 watts.
Hey, 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 Joe.